All right, welcome everybody. Hi, I'm Sherry. This is Noelle and this is TJ. Hey! We're all here for our Friday afternoon agency call. So glad to have you with us. As an agency, we submitted 133 apps this week. So good job everybody out there helping families and making things happen and getting the future paychecks. And with that paycheck, I'm going to announce some current paychecks.
Okay. Did not go unnoticed by the president.
The lawyer went out of his way, actually, to make the statement last night. No collusion.
Oh, did I just mute you?
Yes. Okay. Here we are. Unmuted by the host. Thank you. All right. Back up. First, got a rookie agent down in Florida, Maria Turk. She got her first check, first time paycheck. $128.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay. Then Schrader up in Indiana, $244. Jose Duran in Florida, $464. And you know what? He's a rookie agent, and that is his first paycheck. Yay!
Raise the roof.
Raise the roof. Yes. Next we have Brandon Rutter in Indiana, rookie agent, $532. We have Katrina Gustin in Florida, $1,072. Juan Bryant up in Pennsylvania, $1,198.
Comma paychecks.
Comma paychecks, yeah.
I like that.
Here we go. Jeff Wilhelm. Hey, Jeff. In Missouri, $1,611. Mickey Cruz in Florida, $1,960. Then we have Junior Korea, also in sunny Florida, $2,300. Paul Epstein out in Arizona, $2,958. Angela Manso in California, $3,205. Blake and Crystal Spooner, $4,211. Woo, woo, woo!
Hey, girls.
That's a weekly paycheck.
Hi, everybody.
Wow.
Great. The top paycheck that we got reported this week goes to none other than Joseph Dukes in Arizona,
$4,900. $4,900. Paycheck. Woo! I think this thing'll work. You do the work, it'll work.
You get some kind of paychecks. Yeah, that'll work. That will work. Okay.
Okay.
What was that? We got an echo. Sorry.
Echo. Pass it on up there to the top square. Miss Lauren Manos.
Hey, Lauren.
Hello. All right. Here we go. I get to do my part now. Here we go. I am Lauren Manos. I'm holding down the Land O'Lakes version of the Levantovich office here. I'll go ahead and get us started with our agents who passed their test this week. Congratulations to Alex Adakai in New Mexico, hired by Bruce Lee. Congratulations to John Skolak in Indiana, hired by Charlie Boson. And congratulations to Catherine Albrecht in Ohio, hired by the Mike and Noel Levantovich. They passed their test this week.
That's right. They're licensed to start printing some money.
Licensed
to sell.
They are. All right. And our agents who hired an agent this week. We have Marvin Schoner, Angela Manzo, Rachel Burke, Aline German, Jonathan Cisner, Mike and Noel Levantovich, Leidiana Hernandez, and Heather Huddleston, all hired one new agent this week. And with two new agents this week, it is Blake and Crystal Spooner. Woohoo! I see you got all by the Eiffel Tower.
Good job.
Good job, guys. We also want to give a quick congratulations to Dina Khan for submitting her first piece of business this week. Getting it rolling.
Good job.
And here we go. Everybody's favorite part of the show. The top 10 submitting agents of this week. Starting us off at number 10, we have Tad Peterson with 9 applications totaling $4,195. I see you, Tad. Good job, buddy.
Good job, bud.
Mickey Cruz, 9 applications totaling $4,395. Jerry Gonzalez, 3 applications totaling $4,587. Blake Spooner, 3 applications totaling $4,608. Charlie Boson, 3 applications totaling $5,385. We have, coming in the number 5 spot, Miss Lindsay Barron with 6 applications totaling $5,668. Megan Wood, 10 applications, woo girl, with $6,507. Number 3 spot, Heather Huddleston with 3 applications totaling $6,658. Aline German in Florida, 1 application totaling $6,660. And our number 1 spot for this week is, drum roll from the office, Katrina Gustin with 10 applications totaling $6,720. Woo-hoo. Good job, girlfriend.
I know.
All right. My turn to pass it off to Noelle.
Hey, good job. Thanks. Good, great week, everybody. Good job out there helping families out, helping people get started, helping recruit and hire and submitting your first ads, all that. And that's what we do. And we have fun doing it too, don't we? And all those paychecks, I love hearing about paychecks, especially first-time paychecks, because I remember my first-time paycheck, $283, baby. I was like, oh my gosh, this is working, it's real, they're actually going to pay me,
to do this.
Oh, and Mike was a little skeptical about it, I gotta be honest, my husband Mike was skeptical that this was going to work, but he saw that I was actually getting a paycheck, and he thought, this might actually work, and so he got started too. So, well, the last couple of weeks on this agency call, we do this every week, by the way, 3:30 Eastern time, at this same Zoom session every week. And if you can be on it and you're not working a job or something, I suggest being on it live. Congratulations to all of you that are on this live today. That's the best way, because if you're anything like me, if you miss something, sometimes I don't tend to go back and listen all the time, even though I have good intentions to do that. So if you can do it live, that's the best way to do it, okay? If you're listening to this on the recording, because we do record these, and you can't make it live, go back and listen to it, because we try to keep it fresh. We try to keep different topics every week, different hosts every week. And if you have any ideas on things that you might want to learn or be taught on this call, let us know. Just shoot an email to me or Mike or Lauren or Sherry. Let us know. We're always looking for some good topics to hit on that people need. But really what the Alliance is about is the basics, right? Simple. Keep it simple. KISS, right? Keep it simple. Yes. Silly. Yes. I just say stupid to me. So what the last couple of weeks we hit on some, we had, who do we have on? We had Chris Norris on talking about annuities. We had IULs last week, yes, right? We had some phone basic stuff that we did. So the last 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe, we've hit on a lot of the sales part of what we do. Okay, the sales part about what the Alliance is about. But we're also about the other side of this, which is the building side of this, the hiring people, the recruiting and building a business, building a passive income, right? And you heard some of the people that Lauren listed off that had hired an agent or got somebody that had passed their licensing class. So there's two parts to that. Of what we do the sales, okay, and that's really in this job. Andy always calls that the job part of what we do, right? The job part of what we do is going out, helping a family out, whether it's somebody you know or off of a lead or a referral, doesn't matter. But going out there and doing that job part. What do you mean by that? I mean that if you're doing a job like that, you have to be doing it. It can't be somebody else that's going out there and writing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's got to be you scheduling an appointment, meeting with the family. You help them out. You get a paycheck for doing that. That's awesome, okay? The other side of this business to the Alliance is the building side of this business. You can create a massive, passive income doing what we do here. What do you mean by that? Well, a passive income means it's not based solely on your ability to do all the work. It's how wealth is created. It's how businesses are created. Generally speaking, well, you either need a business to create that kind of passive income, or you need to invest a lot of money. When I got started, I didn't have a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? So I had to do something to create passive income. So when I got started in this business, I really didn't see the big picture. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't understand all that. Hey, that was me, okay, too. I didn't understand all that. I was just looking for a way to I felt empty in my work life. I wanted to be able to make money, but I also wanted to be an impact on people and in a positive way. I wanted to help people, and I wanted to make money, too. So I was looking for a way to connect those two things. And a guy that worked with me, his name, I was working in a recruiting business, a guy that worked with me, Alex Avian, asked me if I wanted to make some money one day when I was there. And I was like, yes, 100%. And so that's how I got started in this. It was a very simple question. He said, Noelle, would you like to make some money? I said, yes. At the time, Alex was not licensed either. So neither one of us were licensed when we got started. In fact, Alex Avian and myself, we sat in a room and we took the test on the same day. We were sitting right next to each other at the computer, okay? Why do you say all that, Noel? I say that because you don't even have to have your license yet to get started building a business. Because when I passed my test and Alex passed his test, he actually got promoted right away, okay? So that's a reason why build a business, why recruit, why start early doing that, why hire early? Because Alex got promoted that day that I passed my test, he got promoted right away. So you can get promoted right away by hiring somebody and starting an organization and building a team, okay? What happened there? Holy cow. I see myself big, Lauren. I don't like it. So you can get promoted fast. The other reason to grow business, grow passive business is because it increases, like you get promoted from a 55, everybody starts at a 55, you get promoted to a 60% contract. Right out of the gate, you're making more money on your own personal production. Right out of the gate, you move from a 55 to 60% contract, you're making more money right out. So on your own production. The other reason is you get to create overrides. So when Alex started, let's say he was at a 55 when we were sitting in the licensing class, he hired me, he moved to a 60%, I was at a 55%. So he was making more per family on what he was writing on personal production. But also when I started helping families out, which I did right out of the gate, that first paycheck, $283, I made $283, but Alex Avian also made a small percentage of that. The 5% difference he made based on what I wrote. So that's a reason to build this business and to start creating passive income, okay? You do that over time, it builds momentum, right? And you create a lot of override income. That's what it's called. So you get promoted fast, it increases your personal production income, okay, and you create override income too, okay? Another reason to build a business or build a team is because you can also, your team hierarchy volume on the producer side, you can have cumulative hierarchy volume on our promotion guidelines, this part right over here, okay? I know you can't see it, but go on and look at the promotion guidelines. Then you can increase your percentage based on not just what you're writing, but what your team is writing all the way up to an 80% contract, okay? So you, again, you can create more promotions that way. The other, another reason to hire is to, because you get Alaska points, an all expense paid Alaska cruise. You know what I'm talking about? You can create additional points, up to like 60,000 points or something like that for the Alaska cruise. And you only need 115,000 for the Alaska part, and you need 200,000 points for the extension part, okay? Which is in Seattle this year. So you have starting now all the way to December 31st. So anybody can do that. And these, hiring a team gives you more points for the Alaska cruise. So there are so many reasons. I'm not going to get into how the Alaska cruise points work. You can go online and you can look at it. You can ask your hiring manager and they'll explain it to you, okay? But all, just know this. You can earn an Alaska cruise, all expense paid for two. You get to bring somebody with you, and we have fun on those trips. I tell you what. This year in May, our trip qualification for last year was for Paris and Switzerland, and we're heading it, some of us are heading there in May. So there are several reasons to build a team, build an organization, start hiring early, like Alex did. So I have this book, okay? Hopefully you guys have this book. It's called The Millionaire Maker Manual, written by a millionaire millionaire Andy Albright. And he, in this book, he's put everything that he's done to build this business. He put it in here in this book for you to learn how to build this business, okay? Remember how I said when I first got started, Alex Abian asked me if I wanted to make some money. He wasn't licensed yet. I wasn't licensed. We got licensed on the same day. He started making more money than me. But here's the thing. He wasn't licensed, so he didn't know anything about this business, really. He was brilliant, though, because that didn't stop him from starting his business. So don't let not knowing stuff about this business yet stop you from building your business, okay? What do you mean, Noel? Well, he just talked to me and said, hey, I'm starting this business. I got a friend. I don't know much about it. Come to North Carolina with me, and this guy can tell you more about it. And I did. And that was a 9-hour drive for me to drive from Ohio, where I was living, to Raleigh, North Carolina, where I met Andy Albright. That's who Alex took me to, Andy Albright. So Alex was brilliant, and the reason he was is because he didn't have to be the guy to know everything. He didn't really know anything, but he did know the guy that did know stuff. And so he took me to that guy to learn. And you can do the same thing here. You can take people that you might know that could help us out, could help families out, to somebody who does know, like, you know, Mike and I, or Joseph Dukes, or Paul Epstein, or whoever your growing team leader is, okay? Take them to them. Take them to the hotspots. There's so many ways to help somebody learn. You don't have to know everything. It's okay. I still don't know anything, okay? Well, a few things.
You know quite a few.
A few, but I don't know much. I try to take them to people who know more, okay? So this green book, the Millionaire Maker Manual, in here is everything that you really need to know to build an organization, okay? And it comes from the man, Andy Albright. So I was just like, so I'm going to just read from this, you know. Well, don't leave yet. I'm not going to read the whole time, okay? So you don't want to hear me read the whole time. Can you stay over here? I feel like I want to talk to you behind me. Is that all right? Thank you. This is my man, TJ, okay? Now you're out of the thing. There you go. Can we turn that here? All right, hang on. We're going to fix a technical issue. While he's doing that, we're making you move around a lot today. All right, the power of the pipeline in the green book. Power of the pipeline on page, what page is it? 61. Talks about the power of the pipeline. And in this is Andy's talking about building a system, a duplicatable system that can create income over time. Okay. And he shares a story in here. I love this story because I think it relates to us. That's why he has it in here. But he says, I'm reminded of a story about two brothers who were looking for a job on a small island that had some water flow issues. So they were on an island and it had water flow issues, right? The two brothers looked for a job and finally they found one carrying buckets of water from one of the fresh wells to a huge a feeding trough at a restaurant on the island. So they had to carry buckets all day long, carry buckets back and forth from the wells to the trough. The one man looked at his brother and told him how lucky they were to find work, and he thought it was amazing. How lucky we are to find a job like this. It's amazing. And he was so happy, and he said, thank God we have a job. Thank God. And the other brother wasn't so pleased. He wasn't so happy. He looked at the blisters on his hands, and he felt the sunburn on his back and his shoulders, and he said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This sucks, man. The first brother said, we are better off than a lot of people are. And Andy says, I agree with that brother. The positive brother had a bigger dream that was was already thinking about building a pipeline that would make it a long time build. One where eventually a supply of water would be all over the island. Yes, it's going to take a long, long time to build. It's going to be a long time to build that pipeline, but once it's built, they don't have to carry buckets all day long, right? They can stand down and lay on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Same thing here. It's going to take a long time to build it if you think 2 to 5 years is a long time. But generally speaking, by the way, this is a John Maxwell thing. He says that people tend to overestimate what they can do in a couple months and underestimate what they can do in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why people quit, because they overestimate what they can do in a short period of time.
Underestimate
beyond that. He said, yes, it's going to take a long, long time to build. But if they started working on it now, that's the operative word, started working on it now, then they could get it done over time and eventually live a better life. And then Andy says, once this pipe alignment is completed, we would end up like the brothers who had an endless supply of water on the island, only our pipeline would be flow, cash flow, money, and time. And time, right? Money and time. So that's the power of the pipeline. Having a cash flow glow, I guess, you know, where you do the work and then you get the rewards continuing to come in and come in and come in. And starting early is key. And that's what Alex Avian did. So why recruit? Why start early? So you can get that cash flow glow so you can build that pipeline faster, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the brothers didn't have to know how to start or how to make a pipeline to start creating the pipeline, if that makes sense.
Now
is the key, right? So there are so many good things in this book about this, and I highly, if you need one, let us know. Email me or Lauren or Sherry or TJ or somebody, okay, and we'll get you one. But the first thing in here, you have to show up, right, and do the work. You have to show up and do the work. So what's the work part of this? Well, you have to get your license. If you don't already have a license, okay, to start creating income on the job side of what we do. But you don't have to let that stop you from starting to build your business right now, okay, like Alex Avian did. You can start hiring people too, and you can use the system that's in place for you to do that. Like stuff like this, like me, like Andy, like Lauren, like Mike, like just Dukes, Paul Epstein. There's so many people that will help, okay? Align German, okay. You guys will know him. He's the fastest growing team. Align German team, I'm just gonna throw that, let y'all know. His team is the fastest growing organization within our team, the Levin Towage organization across the country. So, all right, let's see. Okay. here's the thing. You were brought into this business by somebody somewhere, somehow, some way, whether it was somebody that you knew, that was a warm market person, or you responded to an ad, or you met somebody, something like, maybe you were a client, but you were brought into this business somehow, some way. How do we meet you?
Through a response.
You responded to an ad.
Yeah.
And we hired TJ on our staff, but he also has a license where he can start printing money and doing that side of the business too, okay? So we were all brought here by somebody. I was hired by somebody that I knew. Warm market. And warm market does. It allows you the speed of trust. TJ just said it. Warm market, somebody I knew. I knew Alex. He was somebody that I trusted. He didn't know this business, but he brought me to the person that did. So there wasn't a gap between the trust and me saying, yeah, I'll go to North Carolina. I'll drive 9 hours to learn about this because I knew the kind of person he was, okay? So we didn't have that gap in terms of building trust. We already had that. Now, both work, warm market, cold market. Cold market, a lot of times you have to build that trust up. Build it up. Trust is a series of fulfilled commitments, right, over time. So you have to build that up, but it works, right? You're still here with us.
Yeah, it works.
Yes, you're hanging in there? Okay.
I'm in it to win it.
So you were brought into this business somehow, some way, somehow. And for me, I think it's a God thing that you're here. You're here for a reason, you know, but whatever that reason is, we may not know right now. But so you're brought into this business by somebody that wants to expand their business, okay? And they experience, here's the key. The person that brought you in this business experiences success when you have success. So they're going to do everything they can to help you have success because then they will create success, if that makes sense. Okay. We don't get paid until we help somebody some way. We help a client out, we get paid. We help an agent out, we get overrides. Makes sense? Hope people are tracking that, you know. Give me a thumbs up if you understand me. That would be nice. Okay. I know everybody's muted. You are in the end. And he says, you're in this business for yourself, okay, but not by yourself. You have a team here that will help you. You have people here that will help you. A lot of times people think, TJ, that they need to do it all themselves, that they don't want to bother somebody to help, you know. They don't want to bother me. They don't want to bother mine. Look, if you're building this business, again, we want you to be successful because then that helps us be successful, okay? So you're not bothering us if you're doing the work and following through and communicating. Those are the keys, right? Okay. So anyway, I could go on and on about that. I got so many things highlighted. I'm sure I'm not going to get to them all. That's okay. All right. So how do you start? What do you do? All right. Start with people that you know. Like Alex Avian started with people he knew. I wasn't the only one that drove 9 hours to that meeting in North Carolina. He had seven people in there and himself, so there were eight people in the van that drove. But he knew everybody. He knew everybody that was in the van that day. So he started with people that he knew. And I believe that he probably talked to more people than seven to get them to drive 9 hours to talk about insurance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he talked to more people. But he got seven of them to go with him to begin with, okay? So I tend to think that if this is good for me, it's good for other people that I know, right? If I believe it for me, why wouldn't I invite somebody that and make it good for them too, right? So start with people that you know. But the key is to get started. Either way. Let's see. Andy says the most important thing about it to do now is to create a list and start now making phone calls and helping people out and asking people if they want to help us, okay? And he even has a script in here on how to do that, okay? And I'm going to go over a script with you on how to initially do that here in a minute, all right? Here's something important because people are like, you know what? I want to make sure this works for me before, you know, before I can do this, right? Well, I love the story that about Alex not being licensed when he talked to me about this business, okay? And that was 19 years ago. And Mike and I have been doing this for the last 19 years. And I'm so thankful that Alex didn't wait to ask me, you know, if I wanted to make some more money. Because where would I be if he had?
You might have said no.
Where would I have been had he said, I have to learn everything first. I have to make sure that this will work for me first. He didn't prejudge me. He just said, hey, would you like to make some money?
I thank him for that.
You thank him for that too? That's right. We need to call him up and give him a hug today, right? And he says in here, remember, you are doing them a favor. When you talk to somebody about this business, you're doing them a favor. They are not doing you a favor. Okay? You're doing them a favor by giving them an opportunity to start something. You know how I said that Alex he wasn't licensed, didn't prejudge me, just asked me? Well, there was a guy that I knew in this business. I didn't know he was in this business, but he was in this business before Alex Avian. In fact, he was the best friend of one of the bride's groomsmen. Is that what they call him? In our wedding. He was a groomsman in our wedding. He was one of our best friends. But he saw a couple months after I started doing this, I was on a leaderboard for personal production. And he saw Levantovich on the leaderboard. At that time, the names weren't on the leaderboard, but he saw Levantovich on there, and in fact it was W. Levantovich on there, and he called my husband Mike one day and he said, do you know a W. Levantovich, Mike? And Mike's like, well, yeah, I know my grandpa. He was his name's Walter Levantovich, but he's dead, so why are you asking? And John said, well, I'm looking at this leaderboard for this insurance company and that I'm working with, and I see W. Levantovich. And Mike's like, oh, you know, yeah, that's Noel. My first name is Nyoka. It starts with a W. I have no idea why, but it starts with a W. The W is silent. I go by Noel. But a lot of people didn't know that or don't know that because I go by Noel. And John didn't know that was my first name, but I was on the leaderboard. And John said, well, I'm looking at this leaderboard. I see this. And Mike's like, yeah, that's Noel. And there was silence on the phone. And then Mike was like, well, why didn't you say something? Are you doing the insurance thing too? Why didn't you talk to us about it? When did you get started? That's awesome, you know. Well, come to find out, it was about 3 months before Alex Avian asked me about this business. Had he done that, John Miller would have had a pipeline of income over the last 19 years. Right? It's crazy to think about. You just never know, right? So you have people that you know that are like that too, okay? That are like me, that are wanting to do something different. Okay, so remember, you're not doing them a favor. Or you're doing them a favor. They're not doing you a favor by doing this, okay? All we're doing is giving them an opportunity to do something, okay? You are offering the opportunity for financial security and the opportunity to help other people create financial security. That's really what this business is. So don't be fooled into thinking that they're doing you a favor if you invite them into this business. That's not the case. You are doing them a huge favor by creating financial security. I have no idea where we would be right now if Mike and I weren't asked about doing this business. So, and here's the thing. Be sure not to prejudge the people on your list, especially people that are successful. Here's why. You don't know what's going on with them. You don't know, you know, what they might need. Even if you think you know, you don't know. You don't know.
You know Facebook.
You know Facebook pictures, that's right. You don't know what they might need. Looking on the outside, for Mike and I, we were newlyweds. He was an electrical engineer. I had a college degree. Before I got laid off from my corporate job, I was working in a corporate job out of college. So you don't look at, we were no kid, dual income, no kids, making over $120,000 a year between the two of us. I mean, looking on the outside, you would think, well, they're all right. They're doing all right, maybe. But we weren't. I wasn't. Financially, I wasn't. But really, in my mental state, in terms of what was I doing, I was drifting. I was feeling empty. I was feeling insecure about my work life. And I was looking for an opportunity to do something different. And thank God, Alex Avian asked me. I'm grateful for that. Tremendously grateful. Okay. And there will be people on your team or people that ask you, that you ask, that will be grateful as well. Okay. So be sure not to prejudge people on your list. That's what John Miller did. Oh, I gave his name. Oops. There's a lot of John Millers out there, right?
Plenty.
That's the guy that was our groomsman at our wedding. He prejudged us. He didn't ask us if we wanted to make some more money, right? So don't prejudge even successful people. When you think, oh, they wouldn't be interested in this, you just made a decision for that person, a decision that deprives them of the greatest opportunity to get the best financial success in the country. Because that's what I believe this business is about. This business is about financial success, okay? Time and money. You give them, and he says in here, give them the freedom to decide for themselves. Let them make the decision if they want to do something or not, right?
Yeah.
Somebody gave you the opportunity, whether you were on a resume and responded to an ad or your warm market or client, somebody gave you the opportunity. Give them the same opportunity, the same freedom to decide for themselves, right? And then they'll never say that you didn't give them the chance, okay? That's what John Miller did for us. He didn't give us the chance to make a decision. Many people will thank you for the rest of your lives. Prejudging can cost you insane amounts of money. And it did for him. Unfortunately, because, you know, I loved him. He was one of our best friends. But he made a decision not to say something. Okay? Don't let that be you. You never know. Okay. Here's the thing what this business can do for you. It can create, and here's why I got started in this. I wanted a way to create income, yes. I wanted a way to help people, yes. When I first started this business, I didn't see what we could do in terms of building a team. But when we did realize that we could build a team and create income, even before we really knew anything, which was about a month or two later, okay, when the light bulb went on. I don't want it to have to take you that long. It doesn't have to take you that long. I wanted to be debt-free and totally financially independent. That's what I was looking for. Debt-free and totally financially independent so that I could have time and money to do the things that I wanted to do, but also to give money away and do things for other people, right? That's what I was looking for. That's equals freedom. Time and money, debt-free, totally financially independent equals freedom, really. You know, you get the freedom to lay on a beach on a Tuesday if you want, right? But then, you know, here I love what I do, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm here today. Okay. So how do you get started? Well, here's the thing. Doesn't have to take much to do that. Yeah. Do we have Daylene on the line? I want to talk with Daylene if she's unmuted real quick. Okay.
I'm here, Noelle.
Daylene, hey! How are you? Are you on the phone or are you on video?
I'm on my phone, but I have my video going.
You have your video going? Oh, there you are. Hi. Good to see you. Okay, can you introduce yourself to everybody real quick?
Sure. My name's Daylene Maxwell. I have been doing this since about December. I was hired by Juan Bryant, and I'm in Delaware.
You're in Delaware. Awesome. Okay. And when did you get started with us, like really started doing this? December, January?
Yeah, so I signed up. I passed my test and did the contract and everything in December. But I didn't really write my I didn't really write a policy until probably January, right around when the conference was.
Okay, January. Can you hear me? We're not muted, are we?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, okay, cool. So you really just started in January, right?
Yes.
Pretty much? Okay, all right, gotcha. Okay. And so, and when you got started, tell us a little bit about how that process, well, before we do that, what were you doing before this business, or are you working a job, or what are you doing now, or is this full-time for you? Tell everybody a little bit about that.
Okay, so I'm doing this part-time right now. I have a full-time job. I'm a property manager for a company here in my state. So when I planned on doing it, I planned on starting part-time and kind of slowly go through it. But I learned that once you're in it and you're starting to write policies and build a team, that it progressively just keeps adding and adding. So that's where I'm at now.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And so you were at our national convention in January?
I was, yes.
Okay. What was the biggest thing that you got from going? What made you decide to go? I mean, you were brand new in this. You drove to, where was our convention? Burlington at the headquarters from Delaware, right?
It was a big commitment. Yeah, it was. It was a 6-hour drive. It was, you know, a little bit more money than I wanted to spend, you know, starting out. You know, I'm not making a ton of money at my regular job. So I was like, do I really want to pay this expensive ticket, pay a hotel, spend all this gas? But I, you know, I talked to Juan, I talked to Mike, and they both encouraged me to get an idea of what the company was about, that I should come. And I'm glad I did, because yeah, it opened my eyes up to not just, I mean, here I am, I'm in Delaware, I'm in such a small state, and I'm signing up for a company that's out of state. I don't really know that much about it yet. But it was, I was able to, you know, go and just see people making money and helping families and knowing that they actually care about the people that are in this company with them. So it was nice.
Good. So you learned a little. Was there something specific or one speaker, one specific thing that happened that you were like, man, I'm in the right place? Anything like that?
Well, it's funny because I mean, obviously there was a ton of speakers, but Jasmine, I had connected with her. I felt like her her story kind of resonated a little bit with, and it's kind of weird to say, but like everyday folks, you know, like she started and she built it and she kept building and she kept building and she got to know everyone in the company and they showed her that much more love and support back. And it's nice to have a company that will show you support. And that's the one thing I connected with Mike and you as well through this whole process, even like getting studying with the test. You guys have always been there to answer any questions or anything that I needed.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Yeah. Was that in the women's seminar when you heard Jasmine or okay. Yeah. So, and you know about our family reunion coming up?
Yes. In July. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. Okay. So there's no doubt you're going to be there, right? Now you know, right?
Yes.
So for everybody out there, we call it our family reunion. Our Alliance family all comes together and it's July 18th. Through the 21st, something like that, okay? If Lauren's on there, maybe she'll post it on there on the chat for everybody. But I think it's July 18th through the 21st, and that's in Burlington, North Carolina, at our headquarters. It will sell out for sure, okay? So make plans early. Even if you think you can't go or whatever, if you want to go and kind of take that leap of faith, which is what you did, Daylene, you took a leap of faith, you know, to do that, right?
I did.
To do that. So I commend you for that. And that's kind of like what I did when Alex said, hey, you want to drive 9 hours and go over here? You know what I'm saying? So it's just a leap of faith and you just never know what you're going to get out of it. But if you think you would want to go or if you're contemplating or even if you're on the fence right now, all I'm just going to ask you to do right now, if you could write those dates in your calendar, just write them in your calendar, whether you're going or think you can go or not. Just write them down, because I know this, if you don't write something down, guess what? You won't get it ever, even if you write it down. Even if you don't write it down, you're not going to remember, you're not going to focus on it. So write it down, okay? Get your calendar out and do that right now while we're talking, all right? Okay, so tell us a little bit about, did you leave us? Did you go get your calendar, Daylene?
I'm sorry, I just had to mute my office
phone. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I know you're working today. No worries. So you came back from NatCon. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in terms of, did you start hiring people right away? Did you start writing business? Did you do it before? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, so I started, so I, you know, I wrote a policy on myself, and then I did a policy on my mom. And I started kind of putting little feelers out to my sister, who's in South Carolina. But I didn't really understand the concept of bringing people aboard, like recruiting, until I went to the convention and then also talking to Mike in depth on why you do it. So I talked to my sister. I arranged a phone call with her and Mike. She went ahead and signed up. I talked to a good friend of mine that I've known for years who was out of work and looking for something different. He talked to Mike. She's in the process of taking her test. Excuse me. And then my mom, seeing the success and the excitement, has now also talked to Mike and is in the process of studying and taking her test.
Yay, that's awesome. So you're talking to people you know already, right?
Yeah, like just my regular circle of friends. It seemed pretty easy. I listened to one of the recruiting dial sessions that Mike did with another agent, and I didn't realize how simple it was. Like, at first I thought it was going to be complicated. Like, how do you come up with a conversation with someone that you know? But he made it so simple. You know, you just, like you said, you just say, hey, do you want to make some money? And then let the people that know all the answers do all the talking. And that's kind of what I did.
That's good. You're doing great. Okay, so you said a lot, and so I want to come back, and I want to make sure people heard this, okay? So you started talking to people before National Convention or after you came back?
So even before I wrote a policy, like as soon as I got my test, like as soon as I passed my test and I knew I was going to go away to the convention, I already had started putting like little feelers out there about, hey, do you want to hear about my new company that I'm going to be a part of? You know, if this works out, you might want to come aboard. It's a great company. And then when I got back from the convention, it just energized me that much more to explain to them how great this company is.
Okay. And what did you say to them when you first talked to them about it? When you came back?
I said, are they interested in potentially, you know, getting their insurance license and making some money, helping some families? And, you know, of course they would be like, well, I don't know. And I would be like, well, you know, there's no time like the present. You know, a lot of the people that I am talking to either have part-time jobs or looking to get into something different. So this was their time to do that, you know, instead of working at Kmart 35 hours a week extra, why don't you do this? You make way more money working part-time doing this.
So you just started talking to people. Okay. Well, that's all you got to do. Like when Alex talked to me, all he said to me was, do you want to make some money? And I'm like, yeah, I do. So it doesn't really matter. Here's the thing too, for everybody to understand. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person. What's the right person? Somebody that's ready, willing, and able right now, that would be the right person, okay? Not always are people ready, willing, and able, and that's okay. We don't need everybody, but what we need is some people to help us out, like Daylene. So we're excited. You got started early. You're doing all the right things. I heard you say you wrote a policy on yourself. That's personal use. That's the first step, right? In the eight steps, you said you wrote an app on your mom. So
yes.
Helped. Was that one of the quote practice appointments or something that you went on to run?
Yes. Yeah, she was my first. Yes.
Your first practice appointment, but your mom needed something. You helped her out. That's awesome. And then you already helped somebody out on leads, or have you been running appointments on leads?
Yeah, I've been running appointments, and I had one app that I've been paid for, and then another one that was just approved today, so I should get paid for that one shortly.
Yay! Good job. And then you got started early talking to people about this business, even before you went and actually met anybody face-to-face, or you knew Juan. You were warm market, right? You knew Juan.
Yeah. Okay. Me and Juan worked together at the company I'm currently at now, like years ago when he was here. So I had his testimony, but I mean, they didn't know him. They just heard me say it. I mean, I knew it because I was able to trust him, but you know, my mom and my sister and my friend, they don't know who he is. So they're just taking my word for it.
Yeah, because they trust you. Mm-hmm. So it's the speed of trust. So you're doing all those things. And then I heard you say something, and I think this went kind of fast, but I wanted to make sure. Well, two things. The first thing is you went to national convention. So then you started realizing how big this could be or how better this could be, right? You saw a bigger picture?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then the other thing you said, and I want to come back to it, is you had help once you started talking to people. You said something about getting your sister to talk with Mike. You got on a building call that he did. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Well, Mike had invited me, you know, they send out the notices on band, so I figured I would jump on just to see how it goes, because I had never heard him talk to a potential recruit before, so I didn't really know how that conversation went. So I got on there, and I listened to him do, you know, dials from someone else's phone book, basically, and I realized how simple and easy it was. You know, basically, you just supply him with the names and numbers and a little bit of the background, and he does his magic and talks to them and sees if they're interested. In my case, obviously, I just gave him, like, cherry-picked and gave him people. But I, you know, I got my sister, I said, you know, do you really want to talk to somebody in my company, like my boss? I could definitely give him, you know, see if he can speak with you. And they were excited. They made appointments and they talked to him.
That's excellent. So that's what you did. You got him. You said, you talked to him. You made an initial contact. You said something that got them interested. You said, let me take you to the person who does know a lot of stuff. And you got him to Mike. So that's what we do here, okay? So can I help? Can I help you simplify it a little bit when you're talking to somebody?
Well, this sure.
Okay. So Andy's created, like, it's like a four-word script that we use. It's pretty simple, all right? Simple four words. If you can write these words down, if you can communicate these words to somebody, and do it. You know, it's a numbers game, this business. Not everybody we talk to is going to join this business. It's okay. It's a numbers game, but you do enough of it over time, you're going to start creating a team and creating momentum, okay? And so the four-word script, you ready? Here's the four words to write down, and then I'll explain a little more about it. North Carolina, insurance, leads, and help. You remember that one?
Yeah.
North Carolina. Insurance, leads, and help, okay? And it doesn't have to be in that order, okay? But here's the way it goes down. You're talking, let's say I'm talking to TJ. I say, hey, TJ, listen up. I have, I've been working with this company. It's in North Carolina. We got these leads, these families that they need help protecting with this insurance product. And we're looking for some help. I don't know if this makes sense for you, but my company's hiring. Would you want to, you know, learn more about it and make some money?
Part-time.
Okay. That's as simple as it gets. I'll be like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I told you I'm just getting started. Let me see if I can get you up to Mike or Joseph or, some, you know, whoever you're working with. Let me see if I can get you on the phone with the hiring person, and they'll tell you more. That's as simple as it needs to be, okay? You don't have to do it in the order I did it. You could say, hey, TJ, hey, listen, I know that you're a good guy. My company's hiring. We're in the insurance business. The company's based in North Carolina. They got these leads. They need some help. Might be able to help us out? And then, what if they say, oh, well, just come back at me with, well, what is it?
What type of insurance would we do?
Okay. All right. Well, I told you, I'm just getting started with this company. They do some insurance products, life insurance products. They got these leads, clients are asking for help, and we need some help getting to all their families. I don't know much about it. Does this sound like something where you might want to learn a little bit more? Yeah? Let me connect you with my hiring manager, the person that can help you out.
It all circles back around.
It does. So you just repeat it, okay? Okay. Come back with another objection. You got any other ones?
I don't think I got time.
You don't have the time? You don't have the time to do it? Okay. Well, listen, if this doesn't make sense for you, I tell you what, do you happen to know anybody that might be able to help us out with this company in North Carolina doing this insurance products? We've got clients. It's not cold calling. We got our own clients. You know somebody that might be able to help us out part-time or full-time?
Yeah, I think I might know somebody.
You might know somebody? Okay. And then you go that direction. Okay.
Circle all the way back around.
Circle around, because you never know. What if you have somebody that isn't ready to do something, but they know somebody like, you know, Daylene? Wouldn't you want Daylene on your team? You know what I'm saying? But if they don't give him that, if you don't ask the question, that doesn't give him the opportunity to give you that referral. Kind of like when you're in the house and you're getting referrals, you got to ask the question to get a referral when you sit with a client. Otherwise, you're not going to get a referral. Same thing here, okay?
Don't ask and you don't receive.
That's right. Don't ask, you don't GET. Everybody, so that's a simple, does that make sense, Daylene? Is that something that you could use those four words and just say, hey, I'm new, I'm working with this company. I don't know if I told you, I got my insurance license. The company needs some help. We got these leads, these clients that are asking for help. And I don't know if this would make sense for you, but I know that they're looking for some more good people. Is this something you want to learn more about?
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll definitely work and simplify it.
Yeah, it's so simple, so easy to do. Okay. It's no big deal. I would open a line, but I guess that's probably not a good idea.
A bunch of
if you got a question on any of that, raise your hand and Lauren will unmute you, okay?
They can use the chat line down at the bottom.
Or you can use the chat line. That down at the bottom there. Okay. See, here's the thing. The key is to start thinking of some good people that might be able to help us out, you know? We're looking for some you know, ethical, focused, excited people, want to do something, want to help other people. Maybe they've been in sales before. Maybe they haven't been in sales before. Maybe they've done something good in their life before. Maybe they've accomplished something before, meaning maybe they went to play football and got a scholarship, you know, somewhere. Maybe they finished their degree. Maybe they worked in their church and volunteered there and did some things for the church. You know, it doesn't matter really, but they have some kind of accomplishment in their life. Maybe this person knows that there's money in insurance. You know, maybe they don't know. Maybe they're looking for a business opportunity. Okay. We just don't know until we ask somebody. Okay. And we don't prejudge. Like Andy said, don't prejudge. Don't prejudge. But again, we're not looking for desperate people either. You know, they got to be ready, willing, and able to do something. If they're not ready and willing nor able to get their life insurance license, they're not going to really get too far in this, right? Now, that person might lead you to somebody, but again, don't prejudge. Just be putting together and thinking about some people that can help us out. And then Daylene said something very brilliant. Again, I'm going to repeat it. She got the person that she talked to somebody who could teach them and learn while she's teaching and learning, while she's learning, right? So that's the key for you. Get them to your growing upline leader so that they can talk to them and help them. I will help you. I'll help everybody on this call if you get them to me. Lauren, you can put my phone number up there. If people don't have it, put it in that chat so that they have it, okay? But the key, again, going back to Andy's book, The Millionaire Maker Manual, and we're almost done here, okay? But the key is to start calling people and find out. Are they interested in making an income outside of what they're currently doing? That's all it is. And that's all Daylene did. That's all Alex Abian did for me. And that's all I've ever done, too, is to call people and start calling and find out. Are they interested? Could they help us? Would they want to? Do they know somebody that could? That's the key. Keep it simple. And so that's the key with these four words, these initial basic starting on how to do it. The four words just keeps it simple, real simple, okay? North Carolina Insurance Help and Leads, okay? You are simply telling them what to do, making them aware of what you do. You're just telling them what you do, and you're making them aware of that, okay? And then asking if they can recommend somebody that might be able to help us out. That's all we're doing here, all right? And the script that Andy has in here is on page 59 of the Green Book. It's the same script, okay? North Carolina Insurance, Leads, and Help, okay? If you can do that thing. Now, Mike does his building call that Daylene mentioned, and we're going to have more of these that we set up. I'm going to be doing some, too. I am traveling next week. By the way, I will be in Indianapolis on Tuesday, right? Are one of you guys coming with me? Yeah. One of these guys, TJ or Saquon, is going to come up there with me, but that's Indianapolis on Tuesday, March 12th, right? And then, where am I next?
Albuquerque or Phoenix?
Phoenix on the 13th. With Tim Goad. Tim Goad's going to be there. And then I'll be in Albuquerque on Thursday the 14th next week. Okay, March 14th. So that's an opportunity. If you know anybody in those areas, if you have a list of people that you put together, we can help you start calling those people. You can talk to them first, like Daylene did, and then get us on, or we can do a three-way and we can call them together. It's that simple, okay? But if you know anybody in those areas, that's where I'm going to be, so I can help you while I'm out there, okay? I can help you start growing your team. Or if you place an ad out there, you can find somebody too. But again, the speed of trust is important. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I hope this helps. I hope it helps. This is all we've done over the last 19 years. You can create a very strong passive income. You can become debt-free and financially independent doing this business, doing these things, okay? I love you all. Love conquers all. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.